T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Monday morning, 31 degrees. Gasoline prices continue to rise throughout the United States. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us how much.
The average price of gasoline, regular grade, is $2.64. It's up 14 cents. Over the past 2 weeks, it is 44 cents higher than it was back on November 20, and it's the highest price since mid-January of last year.
Lundberg says gas prices will likely continue to rise as crude oil costs remain high.
A Wichita man who shot a woman after finding several people inside a home that he was trying to sell has been sentenced.
Christopher Meese was sentenced recently to 2 years of probation and ordered to pay $44,000 restitution in connection with the October 2019 shooting. Meese pleaded guilty to several misdemeanors after prosecutors dismissed several felony aggravated battery charges. Meese had reported 4 burglaries at the home in the days before the shooting. When he went to check on the home on October 29th of 2019, Meese told police he saw 2 men and 1 woman running before he fired a shot and struck the woman. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
David Inkelar, president of Wichita's Fraternal Order of Police, tells KNSS News the city has not given the police department a date for officers to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
All we're being told is that it'll happen in phase 2, but they won't tell us the timeline when this will occur. They won't tell us when it'll happen. We're not even on the schedule for phase 2. We're in phase 2, but we're not on the schedule, and we don't have a timeline on when this will occur.
David Inkelar, a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
The head of one of America's largest teachers unions says more should be done to prioritize teacher vaccinations as part of reopening schools.
Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, says her organization is not against restarting in-person education. She said on NBC's Meet the Press that what teachers want is the testing and measures that others have used.
If the NFL could figure out how to do this in terms of testing and the protocols, if schools are that important, let's do it. And my members want it. They just want to be safe.
Weingarten singles out cities such as Washington, D.C. and New York and states like West Virginia and Ohio for putting teachers and school staff as priorities for vaccines. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A United Airlines plane engine failed, dropping parts all over Colorado. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
No one was injured, but there was some significant damage on the ground and some terrifying moments in the sky. Fortunately, the flight crew was able to land the plane safely. Take a listen to the Mayday call.
28, heavy, we experienced an engine failure. Need a turn. Mayday, Mayday, United, 28, United 328, heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft.
328 heavy, say again, please, we need all that again.
Yeah, United Denver departure, United 328 heavy, Mayday aircraft just experienced engine failure, need a turn immediately.
Yeah, 328 heavy, left or right turn?
Left turn.
One of the jet's engines exploded yesterday shortly after the Hawaii-bound flight took off from Denver, causing the outer casing to disintegrate. It's unclear what caused the right engine to malfunction.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. In just 1 week's time, we've gone from one extreme to the other, to brutally cold to almost spring-like. And that weather is going to continue for the next couple of days. Sunshine and breezy, around 61 for the high this afternoon. With a clear sky tonight, our low in the low 30s, then windy on Tuesday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now sunny, 31 degrees. We have a west wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right, we start out with celebrities with roots in Texas are pitching in to help out the battered state.
Hollywood celebrities with roots, family, and friends in Texas have banded together to help raise funds for the millions of residents who were left without power in freezing temperatures after a powerful winter storm. Houston native Beyonce is providing financial assistance through her foundation, Be Good, and clothing brand Adidas, which teamed up with Houston's Bread of Life to help feed people in need. Austin native Matthew McConaughey tweeted that he reached out to Meals on Wheels in Austin to help. Solange, Beyonce's sister, reached out to the Houston Mutual Aid Society, while reality TV star Bethany Frankel, a New Yorker, stepped up to provide relief through her crisis foundation, Be Strong. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Britain's Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle make it official and confirm that they're quitting as royals.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan stepped away from royal duties last year and moved to California. Now they're making it official. Buckingham Palace says they've told the Queen they will not be returning as working royals. As a result, they're being stripped of various roles with the British military and other institutions. The palace says, while we're all saddened, the Duke and Duchess remain much-loved family members. The couple say they remain committed to service. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Let's get the insider perspective on the new drama, Land.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Robin Wright and Demian Bashir of Land. The film is Wright's directorial debut. Its story is about a woman grieving after tragedy who retreats to the wilderness. Wright says she learned how key teamwork is when helming and leading a film.
That team was my three female producers that were on set all day, every day, just having my back. So I would be in a scene and I would have to look to them to say, good take, bad take, do it again.
They all had a clear vision for the story.
We want this film to be about human resilience and empowerment.
Another key concept is how Robin's character is helped by a stranger played by Bashir, who says she was in his path.
That line is exactly why I wanted to direct this movie. Mm-hmm. It's so complete regarding human kindness, just the beautiful side of humankind.
And many things are in our path. And we just ignore them. And most of those times, we could help. There's a lot that we could do, you know, rescuing your neighbor or just caring.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
We'll take a look at a new series that reexamines the relationship between Woody Allen and Mia Farrow.
A new documentary will explore the ongoing saga between Woody Allen and Mia Farrow. The doc will use interviews and archival material.
The report says Farrow may have coached the child to tell the story.
The four-part HBO series from the team behind Russell Simmons on the Record focuses on the accusations against Allen involving his adopted daughter, Dylan, his child with Farrow. Allen has denied the molestation accusations and was investigated multiple times, but cleared each time. However, attention to the scandal has persisted over the decades. The series includes interviews with Farrow, her children, Ronan and Dylan, and singer Carly Simon. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
One lawmaker is not backing down with an effort to honor a beloved singer.
Tennessee Representative John Wendel, the lawmaker responsible for a bill to honor... Tennessee Representative John Wendel, the lawmaker responsible for a bill to honor Dolly Parton with a statue on state capitol grounds, says he respects her wishes not to move forward, but tells the Tennessean she's wrong. She does deserve this. Parton tweeting, while she's humbled and honored, she doesn't think putting her on a pedestal is appropriate at this time. Wendel not withdrawing, saying he feels it's totally appropriate, explaining we need people like her more than ever, adding he plans to give her fans a chance to change her mind. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One animated family movie still having success in theaters.
Fox on film.
The Croods, a new age, earning $1.7 million in just under 2,000 domestic theaters. And that's enough to take the top spot at the weekend box office. The Universal film bypassed two recent Warner Brothers releases for the second straight weekend. The Little Things, starring Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto, came in second with $1.2 million in ticket sales. Judas and the Black Messiah, a biographical drama about Black Panther leader Fred Hampton, is third with just $900,000 in box office receipts. Those two films are also streaming on HBO Max. According to ComScore, only about 38% of U.S. theaters are open now. Screens in major markets like New York and California are still dark, and they usually account for most of the country's ticket sales. So studios are continuing to postpone their biggest movie releases until more people are vaccinated. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Gina Carano sits down for her first interview since being fired from Disney.
Actress Gina Carano, who was dumped by Disney over a social media post, will sit down with Ben Shapiro in her first interview since being fired for his Sunday special to discuss her firing, her career in the MMA, and her future plans. Carano was let go from the hit show The Mandalorian after she posted a picture on Instagram comparing the treatment of conservatives to that of the Jews in Nazi Germany. Critics of the firing, like Shapiro, claimed it had more to do with Carano's political leanings. Shapiro promised fans would get the full story, which will be available on thedailywire.com and YouTube. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It was 30 years ago today that Deborah Norville co-anchored NBC's The Today Show for the final time. She went on maternity leave, and she was replaced by Katie Couric, who stayed on that job for years and years. She got Wally pipped there.
Yeah.
By Lou Gehrig.
Sounds like
Yeah,
it.
left for maternity leave, and they never brought her back.
She came back.
Deborah Norville on The Today Show on NBC. That was 30 years ago. It was 120 years ago on this day, actress Mildred Davis was born. She often showed up as the girlfriend in a lot of those Harold Lloyd silent movies, and they ended up getting married in real life. Yeah, they were married for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
Long, long time. Actress Mildred Davis was born 120 years ago today. And I do have my favorite birthday of the day by far is happy birthday to actor James Hong, who is 92 today. The guy's been in about every movie and TV show you can think of. Of course, my two favorites probably would be in Seinfeld as the maitre d' at the restaurant.
Hey,
who continually tells them that their wait is 5 or 10 minutes away.
10 minutes,
yeah. James Hong. He was also the Japanese World War II soldier in Airplane that was having to sit there and listen to Ted Stryker tell all his stories.
Yeah.
And he ended up taking a sword to himself.
Yeah.
James Hong, the guy's been in just every MASH, Hawaii 5-0, tons of TV, tons of movies. Where was James Hong born?
Chicago.
Minneapolis. Yeah, you're not far off. Yeah, he's born in Minneapolis, went to USC.
Wow.
But has had a long career in Hollywood, and he's still working, and he's 92 today. Happy birthday
wow.
to James Hong. And that is Entertainment News in the Blur right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
843 now. Ranking of Wichita's economic vitality, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.